I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie Dashinger, super excited to be with you today. And today we're going to be talking about branding and some secrets about that so that your business thrives. And you know, I'm all about visibility. So Jeffrey Shaw's here. He'll be on the show a little bit later, and he is a genius at branding. So what about visibility? I also want to bring up, for those of you who are interested in becoming a published author, if you would like to start simple by writing a chapter, you can. You can become a published author this year. Easy peasy, right? You can be a first-time author. You can be a seasoned author. You can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book, which is called I Am Still Here. You get the vibe of that, right? So the author spots are available. You can be featured. Go to debbied.net/anthology. debbied.net/anthology. And I'm going to talk to you. It's so interesting because visibility has been so up for me because I've been interviewed so much and people are really curious, like, what is media visibility? So let me talk a little bit about that. And maybe I can also help you to move forward in who you are and where you're at and get a little bit more ease in your space. Because my reminder today is about creating a vision and taking action. So here's the question I posed to your questions I posed to you. How do you inspire people? How do you inspire people to think big? And how do you inspire people to change their life? You do. You just got to need to know how, why, where is that for you? So the first question I ask my clients whenever I work with them, what is your dream? I want to know what their dream is regarding visibility, books, bestsellers, being interviewed, their presence in the world, being visible with their business and their message. And I want to know what is not there now that you dream to be there. And that's where we start. And then for me as a coach, it's about reverse engineering to create their dream so that they can live it. What I know is that there's an invisible force of internal drive that you can activate. And when you blend your drive with emotion, it is the chi. It's the force of life. So I wonder, what are you going to focus on? You have to decide what you're going to focus on, because consciously or unconsciously, the minute you decide to focus and give it a meaning, then that meaning produces emotion. So I just said you need to blend your drive with emotion, the force of life. So we're backing up a little bit to see it also includes the focus you decide upon, the meaning you decide upon. In my work, what I see a lot of times when I work with people is that people will use stories as an excuse for not taking action. And I got to say, I'm really compassionate. There's no blame game here because I get it. You know, we grow up, something happens or something happened along the way in our adult life. And we say, oh, this was a situation or there's a story about them or it must mean this about me. And all it really does is create limitation. It's like we're living in a jar and we're not able to get that lid off. So important to recognize the story that's limiting us. And then we can decide to change our story, right? We're just authors writing our story, and we can change the chapter, the story, any way we want. And then we can start to take action. And now here's another piece while you're at it. Set boundaries. Most of us are really afraid of offending others. And what happens when we're afraid of offending somebody is we end up tolerating negative people and activities that influence our thinking and our behavior. And when we do that, we prioritize meaningless opinions over our own goals and dreams. And you know, this is Dare to Dream, so I'm all about dreams. Whom you spend time with, what you spend time doing, and what you allow in your mind and business will either help you become discouraged or fall to its forces. So boundaries are the only mechanism for keeping the bad stuff out and the good stuff in. If you want to overcome discouragement, boundaries are vital in life, in business. And I guess the last thing that I'll leave you with, and I think this is so important, celebration is super important on a daily basis, right? Celebration is actually deeply connected to gratitude. So right now, I'd like you to take a pause and congratulate yourself. In fact, today, as you go through your day, also congratulate others just for having the sheer human love and stubbornness to keep showing up and for being here today. So my summary is to be inspired to create a vision of what you want your life to look like. Think big and create a plan on how you will execute that vision. And of course, take action to create your opportunity. Well, when we come back, Jeffrey Shaw, who is a branding expert, is going to help us all discover our ideal customer's secret language and make your business irresistible. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question, and it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity, which when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. At directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I've got Jeffrey Shaw here, who's known as the Lingo Guy. Jeffrey uses his honed intuition to teach entrepreneurs how to attract their ideal customers by speaking their secret language. I love that. I love secrets. So this is exciting to me. Jeffrey is one of the most sought after portrait photographers in the US for more than three decades. He's the host of the popular business podcast, Creative Warriors. I've been on his show. It's a nationally acclaimed show, and he's a keynote speaker, a TEDx speaker, a business coach for entrepreneurs, and author of the best-selling book, Lingo, Discover Your Ideal Customer's Secret Language and Make Your Business Irresistible. If you want to know more about him, you can go to his website, which is jeffreyshaw.com. Jeffrey, welcome to Dare to Dream. A pleasure to have you here.
Debbie, I am so excited to be here with you. Thank you for having me on.
Pleasure. And it's so nice to have this back with you before I see you in a couple of months in Austin.
Can't wait.
And I really can't wait to let people know who you are. You know, let me back this up a second. So you and I know each other from something called the New Media Summit. And the moment we got there a couple of months ago, we sat down over a glass of wine and just completely connected. But what you may not have known is that I looked you up before we arrived, and I was so blown away by your website. The first thing I thought is how professional you were, how confident, and clearly you offered something that was of great worth. So already I know, without even knowing you were into branding, how you represented yourself out in the world. So I would like to start there and tell people a little bit more about who you are and the specific work you do today.
Wow. Well, fantastic. No, I didn't know that you did all this due diligence and checked me out. That's awesome. But you know what? It says a lot about the work that I do and the whole nature of Lingo, right? Lingo is, it's those moments that you and I shared that when you build your business speaking the lingo of your ideal customer, as a business, you will have a similar experience as to what you and I had when we met, where we met and within minutes, we felt like we got each other, right? And the easiest thing is that we also connected, you know, as we discovered later on a little bit of heartbreak and a little bit of change in our personal lives, right? Mm-hmm. So there was this inherent knowing, you know, one of my, and I will preface this or I guess ground this by saying that one of my favorite books, and I love to give credit to him, is Todd Henry. He wrote a book a couple years ago now called Louder Than Words. Mm. And this was so foundational to my thinking. Like I was halfway through his book and I sent him an email and said, oh my gosh, this is likely to be one of the most important books of our time because of what it means louder than words. What is louder than words is the energy behind the words. And that so perfectly fit into what I was working on in my concepts of lingo, that when you speak someone's lingo, it has actually the emotional power of the unspoken word. When you just energetically get someone, and man, if that isn't the most powerful way of being in business, I don't know what is. When customers feel like, you know, wow, this business, this brand just gets me. My favorite compliment that I hear from people is when they say to me, it's like you're in my head. Right. That's the ultimate compliment as a business. So, You know, just to guess, to answer your question, what I do now, which has evolved, I mean, I've you gave my background, right? I was a portrait photographer for 3 decades. I still am. I just do very little of it. But over the past 8 or 9 years, I've been evolving as a business coach. And I set out, like a lot of business coaches do, to kind of take care of the whole picture, right? It was either a 6-month or a year-long contract and working with businesses and entrepreneurs on their all of their business. But what I discovered along the way is that one of the greatest gaps in their business was the way they were putting themselves out into the world. The messaging, the brand messaging, the look of their business was very different than who they actually were. You know, people would reach out to me for coaching and I would assess their business as kind of being discount or low end, but then I would speak to them and what they're trying to do is reach a high end market and they have a quality product. And yet what they're putting out in the world doesn't convey that. So I found this, what I call now the lingo gap, to be one of the biggest gaps in business. And that is what, you know, inspired me to write the book and to now kind of work with entrepreneurs and small businesses in a more specific manner, in that I want to understand and help them define who their ideal customer is and then learn to speak their ideal customer's secret language, that language that speaks to their heart, that they emotionally respond to, and they don't even know why. It's just like, wow, this business, it gets me. And that's what draws your ideal customers forward.
Okay. And I took a note on that. Todd Henry, who wrote Louder Than Words, and kudos to you, as you know, as an author, anybody who reaches out and gives you personal feedback like that, it's very meaningful and encouraging. Yeah. So you were even louder than words in writing that. And what I really like in having gone through your book, Jeffrey, you did your due diligence. It really touched my heart to read about the story where you say, look, I grew up kind of lower income, okay? But I had aspirations. You had this feeling, this passion towards what would that be like to have to produce a really high-end product. And that said, you go to Bergdorf Goodman. Will you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, it's, you know, I've loved taking polls. I have a closed Facebook group and I take a lot of polls. And you know, if you ask a lot of people, I'll bet this is true of a lot of people listening in, if you ask yourself, did you feel like the black sheep in your family, all right? Or did you feel like the odd one out? I get an overwhelming response from that. And I certainly did growing up, right? We love our families. We love our hometown, or, you know, we have a relationship. But boy, I certainly felt out of place. But I went back to my hometown to start my photography business originally. And within 3 years, had a failing business and realized that this business wasn't going to work there because I was trying to present the idea of a high-end portrait photographer. What I realized is that my values were not aligned with the market I was trying to serve. I am innately, just who I am as a person, I am innately a long-term thinker, right? I'm always worried about the future. I'm always planning for the future. I value things, you know, sentimental things. And what I realized is that I was trying to sell those values to people that couldn't see what tomorrow looked like, right? Mm-hmm. They struggled to put, you know, in the community I grew up in, you know, people, as one woman said to me, she wasn't sure she was going to be able to afford her rent that month. She couldn't worry about photographs. And I realized that you can't sell something to someone that they don't innately value. That's selling. When you're trying to convince someone to choose you as something they value when they don't innately value that, you're selling. And that was too much of a battle for me. So what I chose to do is find the audience that already valued who I am and what I had to offer. And I realized that was an affluent market. Affluent people innately think long-term, because when you have money, money's not an excuse, right? When you have money, you plan for your kids' education prior to their probably even being conceived, right? So you can always plan long-term. And that played a lot into who I was as a photographer, because I was about preserving moments and displaying portraits on the wall and beautiful art pieces. So the problem was, I didn't know anything about wealthy people. I didn't know what made them tick, what they liked. So I went on a 3-month quest to study the emotional triggers of affluent people and why they chose the brands that they did. And one of those brands I studied was Bergdorf Goodman. Now, I love to ask this when I'm in front of an audience, like, how many people know Bergdorf Goodman? And not a lot of hand skill. You do. Well, it doesn't surprise me, right? Yeah, but a lot of people don't. And the reason they don't, and the cool thing is, Debbie, as you know then, that Bergdorf Goodman is on Fifth Avenue at 59th Street, like one of the busiest city corners in the world in New York City, right? And yet people walk by it every day, don't even know it's there because it's not for everybody. It's actually for a very select group of people because it's very expensive. It's a one of a kind, one of the most exclusive department stores in the world. So I went there to understand what one would experience if they were a customer of this store. And I spent an afternoon there. I had $20 in my pocket. The story I share in the book is that I had $20 and I had to find something to buy for $20. And the only thing I could find was a tiny little votive candle. And I asked for it to be gift wrapped because I wanted to understand how to present something to make it look valuable and quality. And so the woman behind the gift wrap counter, she actually invited me behind the door, like it was like a little window. And she invited me into the back room and she showed me how to wrap this candle and all this tissue paper. But then she stopped and she said, don't use any tape. Now, that was the weirdest thing to me at the time. I was like, why would you not use any tape? And she said, well, because what's going to happen, whoever's buying this, in this case, it was me, but whoever's buying this is having a gift wrap. So clearly it's going to be given as a gift. So before the giver gives it to the recipient, they're going to untie the ribbon, take off the box top, unfold the tissue paper, make sure the candle is in perfect shape before they give it as a gift, and then put it all back together. If you used tape, you would not be able to do that. You would be tearing the tissue paper. It was such a simple little thing, Debbie, but what it told me is that there was a secret language to business, because I never would have known that if I didn't go to the effort to understand the experience that the affluent market has and what they expect. If they were to get that box and it was full of tape, to them, they would feel like, wow, this business doesn't know anything about me. They don't know that I'm going to open this up and check this out and make sure it's perfect.
And it's so hilarious because you share in your book that you grew up in your family using duct tape on gifts. So this was a big revelation to you.
Exactly. That was just the difference in the family. Like she said this to me and I'm sitting there thinking, in my family, we used newspaper and duct tape to wrap presents. And she's telling me no tape, like, right? But that's what's important about that. And that's why I make that comment in the book is because, you know, I wanted to succeed. And because I wanted to succeed, I was willing to learn what I didn't know. Right.
Oh,
because
so big. Yeah. This, yeah. I want to ask this question about specifically what you're saying, because I feel that is my market too, actually. And for those who are listening and saying, man, I really resonate. And this guy did 3 months of work and look how he's turned everything around. He's a really successful coach. He's very well known for what he does. So in your book, Lingo, there's a quote that says, every market has a secret language, high end, low end, and everything in between. So in the world of business, Jeffrey, what creates that secret language? Let's talk about high end since this is the conversation right now. But specifically, how would you create that language?
So, you know, actually in the book, I lay out a 5-step strategy to replicate and build the lingo for your business. But I take your question a little more conceptual than that, which I think is important. It's, you know, to speak one's lingo or secret language is to speak to their values. And I also love to look at it as what is the deeper need, right? So I break this down in the book. People have an acknowledged need and they have a deeper need. As we go about our lives and in business, people tend to ask for their acknowledged need, right? Makes sense. We can only ask for what we know we need, right? But if you're highly attuned to people, whether it's in your personal life or in your business, when you're highly attuned to people, you can hear kind of what you know they really need that they don't know to ask for, right? You know that sensitivity you have amongst certain friends that they'll ask for one thing and you just can feel that they need something else, right? So what I determined, and that thing, that deeper need that they have is often kind of a clue into their secret language. So for my photography clientele, their real deeper need was to be seen as being responsible in their lives.
Really?
Responsible to their children, responsible to people. Think about it. And very much to their parents, to their children, excuse me. As parents, affluent families, and I will tell you, I've spent 3 decades working with very, very affluent people. None of the stereotypes that I ever heard of growing up are true. None. The children are not raised by nannies. These parents are highly involved in their children's lives. They adore their children. They're involved in their communities. I was always treated with the utmost of respect. None of the stereotypes that I ever heard growing up, any negative stereotypes I heard about rich people, none of them were true. What I found were people that were deeply devoted to their children. Mm-hmm. So they had, with that, they have, as I said earlier, when you have money, money is not an excuse. So they have an overwhelming burden of responsibility to provide for their children, and not only provide for them, but also provide for them equally, right? For example, 2 of the kids can't go to Ivy League college and 1 goes to community college.
Right.
Right. You know, for most, if you're not affluent, which was the case in my family, I was the youngest of 3 boys. You can, in most families, you could literally see, and very often you can sort of see the finances kind of fall apart as more children are added to the family, right? I was the 3rd. So I tipped the scales financially for my family. Because I came along, my family needed to move from an apartment that was in my grandparents' house, so it was cheap, to a house, all right? Life was real now, right? They had 3 kids. They needed a house. So they had to buy a house. That meant my mom had to go back to work, right? So I was a turnkey, latchkey kid. I was home alone a lot. So for most families, having children has pretty significant financial consequences in their family. Well, when you have money, that's not the case. So there's a burden of responsibility. And the way that played out for me as a photographer was really cool, because I saw, once I understood their deeper need, nobody ever contacted me. I mean, people contacted me and said, Jeffrey, we need photographs for our family, or Jeffrey, I need my child photographed. Nobody ever contacted me and said, Jeffrey, I need your help helping me be responsible. Nobody ever asked for that, but that was their deeper need. And I understood that. So I made sure all the children were photographed at the same ages, so there was no inequity amongst the kids. I made sure there were actually the same number of photographs on display in the home, so that parents never had to explain to any of their kids why there were more photographs of one than the other. I would reach out to my clients when it was time to photograph their family or as an annual tradition, or their children at certain ages. I reached out to them, always gaining business for myself, but to them, it never felt like I was selling anything, because I was serving them coming from their deeper need that they wanted to be responsible. They wanted to make sure that they were seen in the world and to their children as being together and responsible. And I could help them with that.
Amazing. So sensitive. That's what I'm hearing of your nature, and also that you can see a big picture in order to even determine that underneath everything you'd see on the outside, that you could perceive this deep need of responsibility. And I know that they loved you for showing up for them and their family like that in their life. We are going to have to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to be asking Jeffrey about what is a business standout statement. Stay right there. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
Are you suffering from headaches, backaches, joint or muscle pain that's hurting your work performance? Todd Nelson is a naturopath who for 36 years has helped employees, executives, and entrepreneurs alleviate the chronic pain that kills their work performance naturally without depending on dangerous medications. In Todd's new report, No Pain Equals More Gain, he shares six major steps you can take today to start reducing pain and increasing performance. You can get this free report right now by going to nopainmoregain.net. That's nopainmoregain.net. Stop letting pain get in the way of your peak performance at work. Learn how to start working and living pain-free naturally right now at nopainmoregain.net.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast, and I'm interviewing Jeffrey Shaw, who's the author of Lingo, Discover Your Ideal Customer's Secret Language and Make Your Business Irresistible. Jeffrey, in your book, when speaking to our ideal client, you suggest we communicate in the three C's, and one of the C's is about connecting, and you write, quote, we create a connection with a standout statement that's a sentence of 3 to 7 words intended to stand out and grab the attention of your ideal customer and hardly resonate at all for others. Love it. But I'd like an example. Would you give some kind of example, what is a connecting standout statement that creates really great results?
Sure. What I love about standout statements is that it's got the energy to it, it's got a real energy to it, and it's super practical, which to me is like the ultimate combination in business, right? Because there's an energy to business, and there's a way and a heart and a soul and a way that we want to conduct ourselves in business, but you know, we also have to make money, so we need for it to be practical. So that's what I love about a standout statement, because it's kind of both. So the standout statement was a registered term that I came up with, a trademark term that I came up with one day. It was actually a fuller sentence, right? Here's what I think you need to do to be successful in business today, is you need to let people know what you stand for, whom you're standing up for, and present yourself in a way that you stand out. So those three things kind of combine to me to just call it a standout statement. And your standout statement of 3 to 7 words needs to let the world know what you stand for, whom you stand up for, and be so interesting that you stand out. Because, hey, consumers have like no attention span today, right?
Right.
Exactly. I mean, you have to, that's why it's 3 to 7 words, because 7 kind of at the max, because, you know, it's been studied that, you know, the average human has a attention span of somewhere between 7 to 9 seconds. I actually, you know, after you and I were at the New Media Summit, I bought the domain branding as a 9-second pitch. And I jokingly said, I'm going to buy branding as a 7-second pitch and then branding as a 5-second pitch, because I don't see it. I don't see attention spans ever getting longer.
Right. I've actually read statistics that every year it's going down. It's getting shorter.
It is. Every year. So the structure is this. So what we do is it's, you know, you could equate it to a slogan or a tagline. All right. So let's ground it with that. People will think of a slogan or a tagline, but here's what's different about it. A standout statement has an energy to it because it comes from the heart and it comes from your sensitivity, as you said before, of knowing your ideal customer. Slogans and taglines tend to come from our heads, and people just come up with something clever and they put it out there, which literally feels to the audience like it's an outbound message coming at them. Where a standout statement, you just energetically feel like it's coming from inside. It stands for something. So you ask for an example. This is probably my favorite one, and I'll share this one because it's in the book. So if anyone reads the book, they'll get to hear it again. I was approached by a photographer who was, well, actually at the time she was more of a makeup artist and hairstylist and dreaming to becoming a photographer. And she wanted to do boudoir photography, right, of women. And so I asked her, you know, why did she want to be a boudoir photographer? And I got the answer I expected, which was, I want to help women find their inner beauty. So it sounds noble, right? But I have a couple problems with it. One is I think you're inherently insulting your potential customers by telling them you're going to help them find their inner beauty because you're assuming they lost it, right? So you're already starting off on a weird foot to me. It's like, why are you assuming women don't feel good about themselves? And then secondly, having been in the photography field for so many decades, that's the answer every boudoir photographer gets. It's not interesting. It doesn't stand out. So through the exploration, the process that I do with my clients, I listen so intently to what they're not saying, kind of back to that deeper need. And what I heard in her was actually a lot more story about her own life. She's a crazy beautiful woman. And I heard in her what I have seen in many beautiful women. And I'll bet, Debbie, you being a beautiful woman yourself can share in this experience too, that, you know, when you have that exterior beauty, you get hit on a lot. She was expressing that she felt that she was downplaying herself, right? Not wanting to outshine her girlfriends, a little tired of getting hit on by men, feeling like men, you know, assuming that men were only seeing her exterior beauty. And there just was a lot of, she was shutting herself down. She was playing it a lot smaller than she needed to. And I think that's what drove, that was kind of, you could say her why, right? Knowing her own experience, she could relate to women that maybe feel a little insecure because they've put on some extra pounds having had a baby, or it's just that stage of life, or maybe they don't feel so good about themselves. So her own story informed why she wanted to do what she was going to do as a boudoir photographer. But it wasn't really about helping people find their inner beauty. What I had said to her is, so what you really want is women to stop apologizing for who they are. Right? You want, whether you're beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside, outside, inside, both, right? You want women to stop apologizing. So her standout statement became, be unapologetically beautiful. Now, no boudoir photographer is marketing themselves that way. Other boudoir photographers are, you know, marketing themselves as, you know, find your inner beauty, blah, blah, blah. Where she's saying, be unapologetically beautiful. And the cool thing is the way, to me, it evokes a feeling of a mission. Like when people hire her, they're not just hiring a photographer. They're joining the mission of women who are saying, I am unapologetically beautiful, right? Mm. Women that are beautiful on the outside shouldn't play it small so that they don't outshine their friends. Women that
so cool,
right?
It really women, is so cool. In fact, yeah. most of the women I know, and I have many beautiful, beautiful friends and colleagues in my life, they're amazing. You know, it's like so cardboard to see somebody as one dimensional just because of their looks. But often they're very articulate, they're very smart, they're very sporty, they have a lot going on. Yeah. And to me, it's really fun to get to know people like that. Forgive me, we are going to have to jump into a break. And folks, you're going to want to stay with us because in our last segment coming back, Jeffrey's going to summarize how to make your business irresistible. But right now, you too can be unapologetically beautiful. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like with tasting notes in your magical box of wine detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum. Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. Did you know? I'm inviting you to a visibility strategy session with me regarding your media visibility. We'll talk about books, web presence, media, interviews, bestsellers, and what changes to implement to become effectively visible. Send your interest application to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. The 45-minute call is a visibility roadmap so you can get seen and heard. If you feel like Moses wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a direct line to a visibility media expert. So spread your message, expand your reach, and grow your business. Apply for a visibility strategy session today. Put the words visibility strategy session in the subject. Email daretodreamradio@gmail.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. And just remember, if you love the show, we're on iTunes, Spreaker, YouTube, about 20 different places and spaces, leave a 5-star review. It counts. We want the right people to find the show. Well, I'm speaking with Jeffrey Shaw, and as promised, Jeffrey, give us a summarization, just bullet points, ways we can make a business irresistible.
Sure. Well, the goal here is for you to attract and compel your ideal customer. In my book Lingo, I've laid out a 5-step strategy, and it is a 5-step strategy in sequence. So let's bullet point those. And the result here is that you are creating this secret language, this unspoken lingo, if you will, for your ideal customer. Step number one is perspective. Right. In order, before you can speak someone's lingo, you have to understand their perspective, right? Their values, how they see the world, what's important to them, whether they're time conscious or value conscious or money conscious. You have to understand their perspective. So that's step number one. Step number two, I think a super strong emotional connection, emotional trigger is familiarity. Right? Because what's familiar to us kind of rings with our heart, right? It's why there's such a thing as comfort food and holiday traditions, right? What's familiar to us tugs at our heart. So when you can create and kind of recapture that feeling of familiarity, what's familiar to your ideal customer, you will emotionally attract them. The third is style. We are, as consumers, very quick decision makers today, as we were saying a moment ago, short attention spans. So style is the decision maker. We make a decision, and our ideal customers will make a decision whether to do business with us almost instantly based on whether they feel like the style of your business speaks to them, right? Fourth is pricing psychology. Super powerful, because you have the power. People freak out about pricing. A lot of entrepreneurs don't like to deal with pricing, but I like to give them the power to say pricing gives you the power to position yourself any place in the market you want to, because you can convey the feeling you want. Pricing creates perception. If you want to be perceived as high end, price yourself accordingly. If you want to be perceived as low end, price yourself accordingly, or any place in between. It's kind of irrelevant. Pricing in a lot of ways is irrelevant. You have to use the psychology of what's aligned with your ideal customer to position yourself where you want to be perceived. And then last, and I think this is why I point that it has to be done in sequence, the fifth of the 5 steps is the words that you apply in order to compel your ideal customer. What most businesses do wrong is they go into business, they design a logo and a business card, they build a website, they throw a bunch of words on it, and then they wonder why they're not getting business or getting the business of their ideal customers, because they're not speaking. If you start with the words, you've not done the 4 previous steps to really deeply understand your ideal customer, which needs to be done first. That's why words is the last of the 5 steps.
And I think this is where your brilliance comes in, because I know you really help coach and guide people to this. You have a gift that you're offering to the listeners at lingomediakit.com. What will they get there?
They'll get an infographic of those 5 steps we just talked about with a brief outline. Also, a free chapter of the chapter on perspective, because it's important. And then also an audio version of that chapter on perspective, which has sound effects and everything to it. So it's kind of fun.
Nice. Cool. So Jeffrey, this is Dare to Dream. I'm curious, with everything you've created, what are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
You know, my whole life has always been driven by, every business decisions I've ever made has been based on my personal dreams. And then I bend my business to accommodate those dreams. And my dream now is to impact the world in a much bigger way as a speaker. So my dream is to get on bigger stages in front of bigger audiences so I can have a bigger impact. That's my dream. It comes from a place of personal fulfillment on the way that I want to spend the next 20 years. And I will bend my business accordingly to make that dream come true.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. And I love how huge you dream and operate. I mean, I've seen your TEDx talk, so I already know what you're capable of. And when you say this, that it's done, you know, in the universe somewhere it is already done. And what do you do every day that keeps you grounded? Do you have a ritual? Do you have a practice?
I do. Yeah. And I share this in the book. I mean, Lingo is a business book, but the last third of the book is there's a lot of self-help, a lot of daily practices. So my favorite daily practice is one I made up. It's called the What's Going Right Journal. So what I do every day is I journal. To be honest with you, the gratitude journals didn't really work for me because I'm innately grateful for almost everything. I'm grateful to wake up in the morning, the blue sky, right? It wasn't specific enough for me. So I created the What's Going Right journal, where every morning, even when life feels like it's all going wrong, every morning I journal about what's going right. Because as you know, Debbie, we get more, and you said this right in your intro, we get more of what we focus on. Right. And we are, as humans, we are wired to focus on the negative because that's how we survive. Right. But we can retrain our brains by focusing on what's going right. And the result of that, as you know, is when you start focusing on more of what's going right in your life, more of going right will come into your life. So that is my favorite practice. Every single morning, I've got a beautiful leather journal. I journal, I make a list of the things that are going right in my life.
Everything that's going right. I love that. And I've got an interesting photography question for you right here at the end. Capturing a great headshot. I have heard, as someone who's been photographed a lot because I've had to do headshots my whole life, is it true that as the person, the photo subject, we should be wearing a shirt or a top that matches our eye color? So in my case, it would be a green or an olive green. In your case, you've got blue eyes, it would be a blue shirt. Is there validity to that, or is that a myth?
You know, I think it's somewhat of a myth. I think it just depends on, I do wear a lot of blue. I mean, I love the phrase, you gotta, you know, work with what your mama gave you, although my eye color came from my dad. But, you know, I know that works for me, right? So I wear colors that are going to reflect that back up into my face and into my eyes to make sure my eyes are blue. But I definitely don't think that's always the case. You know, some people just, I think of it more as a photographer, more along the lines of like seasons. You know, this used to be popular years ago where you would have your analysis, your color analysis done, and you'd be determined as a spring, summer, fall, or winter.
Yeah.
And if you think about the colors of that season, right? So I happen to be a spring, so I tend to look better in more pastels. I don't look good in winter colors. I don't look good in gray and black. So I tend to think of it not just as a specific color, but what season do you show up best in? And that has a lot to do with your skin color, your eye color, hair color. There is more components, whether you wear spring colors well, whether you wear the summer jewel colors well, whether you wear the umber warm colors of fall well. I think of it a little bit broader than that, so you're not stuck just with one color.
Oh, that's so helpful. And I agree. I'm a soft, natural autumn. I am somebody who had her colors done and have adhered to that. And I can say with confidence that even this past weekend, I took pictures with people I went to high school with. We just had a tiny reunion, a blast. And I was wearing one of my sort of rust colors, brown rust. And I can even see in those pictures how it pops on me. It's not green like my eyes, but it is really one of my good colors. So well taken, well taken. So folks, stick with your season and you'll do well. And Jeffrey, thank you so much for sharing your brilliance today on Dare to Dream.
Well, thank you for having me, Debbie. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
So much a pleasure. Folks, I end this show with a quote from Jeff Bezos. Your brand is what other people say about you when you're not in the room. Next week on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Glenda Shankal. She's a love and relationship expert who's going to share the secrets of how to get men to run after you. Remember to subscribe to my podcast channel. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.